The school system's basic problem is that most years it spends more than it takes in, with costs rising rapidly and sometimes more than increases in state school aid. That's been more complicated since the district and the BTF agreed on a contract 12 years after the last pact. CFO Jeff Pritchard says it costs less than expected because far fewer teachers retired than anticipated, which saved millions, and the long effort to raise revenues beyond school aid also put a few million more into the till. Pritchard says the district spent $848
million. $34.9 million higher than the prior year. The bulk of that is related to state aid. Total expenditures are $868.3 million, and that's actually $67.8 million higher than the prior year. And the actual deficit, so we did not achieve a surplus. We knew we were going to have a deficit this year. The deficit was $20.7
million. That keeps millions of dollars in the district's piggy bank, the fund balance. Another way the district spent less was that there were around 120 jobs unfilled during the fiscal year. That drew criticism from several board members because that doesn't always leave a certified teacher in a classroom. Superintendent Kreiner Cash says some positions are hard to fill because of shortages, and the district did add staff overall. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.